We've got some fresh new young talent doing some things that I know you haven't heard before.
One, two, three.
Listen.
Well, it's Monday today, depending when you're listening to it. But what is up, y'all?
It's going to go live on Instagram as well.
Yeah, we're going to do a little live podcast. We have a few updates for you guys, and we're also going to be on Instagram. And if you are tuning in later on, you're listening on the podcast. Hi, hi. Welcome to the Freddie and Alyssa show, y'all.
How's it going? We got what's going on Instagram, what's going on Facebook, what's going on iTunes.
Google Play.
What a crazy world we live in. We need to update our like stands. We only got one stand for our phone. We're using the laptop and propping a phone up for Instagram Live.
You know my problem though, my eyes are getting so bad that I can't really see that far.
You can't see this far.
Because I don't have my contacts or my glasses on. So
well, I'll feed you some of the questions. And I also did a post on Instagram and said to ask me some questions. So I wrote down a handful that we'll be able to answer because we usually take them from Facebook, and I wanted to go live on Instagram as well. This way you can be on your favorite platform. We don't have to have you switch over or anything like that. And then for everyone listening live on our actual just audio without the video, hope you're all doing well. Maybe you're working out or cleaning the house or on your way to work or running some errands and you just want to hear us chit chat in your ear. So you know welcome, it. Welcome.
Welcome. Hey, Mio.
How's everyone? Oh, Mio's on.
Mio.
Let's talk for an hour just about Mio.
Just about me. We were writing about you, Mio, today. I had, or you had a story.
Yeah, I was writing about Mio. For those, hello from this side, Mio. For all of you who don't know, Mio is
very dear friend.
Very dear friend. He's family. Mio, I met back in 2005. For those of you who don't know, I actually went to an acting/modeling competition back in 2005 in Cleveland. And long story short, I basically, that's kind of how I got started. It was called IMTA. There's been some names that have gone through there. And I met Mio in Cleveland in the preparation acting class when I was 17. And I believe Mio was 42. No, Mio was... Mio was 20. I think, Mio's 3 years older than me, but we met there in Cleveland and then we stayed friends. We both moved out to LA like June or July. I moved out in June. I think he moved out in July of 2006. And then about 6 months later, we ended up moving in together, and me and Mio lived together for like five years.
Long time. So, I even lived with Mio with you too.
Yeah. For like 6 or 7 months. So all three
very
of us.
Very good roommate.
Yeah. Mio is very, very clean. I think the only thing we ever used to fight about was like the minuscule stuff when we were like,
oh, like the penny pinching,
yeah,
and the toilet paper.
I think so. I don't really remember.
We've
now.
We've all been there, done that, right?
But
and he's really great with Benji. He loves Benji.
Oh, Benji loves Mio, and so we appreciate you, Mio. Yeah. It's always cool to
what's up?
When you have friends that are like that close or family, it's actually like it's just awesome because everyone's like. They know you as you, so when you're doing something like this and for them to pop up, it's just really
That's
cool.
Awesome.
But yeah, call your anyone who's listening, call your best friend or someone in your family and just say what's up because
let them know you love them. Best friends are the greatest.
Yeah, as you get older, it's like super. I feel rare to really meet that kind of a friend, a lifelong friend. So
well, and I think you and I both have a handful of friends from childhood that are still. Best friends we're really close with, and it's just such a unique, incredible type of relationship. And so if you have one of those, be really grateful because they come along very rarely.
Yeah, so we didn't talk about Mio for an entire
hour, but we won't do that today.
We gave him a shout out for a minute or two,
but yeah, happy Monday, guys. We hope everyone's having a great start to their week. We actually kicked off this week with, as always, a blog, and we're going to have our podcast out tomorrow. And it's really crazy because this weekend I was connecting with an old friend of mine. Funny enough, we're talking about old friends. And she was asking me a lot of advice because she's kind of looking to pivot in life and, take a new direction. She just turned 30 and she was thinking about, you know, maybe doing something in blogging with social media. She's got a lot going on right now. And so we were chatting, and the one thing that it made me think of is that anytime you get uncomfortable, like you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And that was the whole topic of this entire blog, because anytime magic has happened in our life, it's because we got out there and we were really uncomfortable for a minute and then we got comfortable, right? So it goes all into that. And it was just really eye-opening for both of us when we were chatting about it. And so I did a nice little bloggy blog for you guys. And if you read it, I would love, love, love to hear what you think. If you're out of your comfort zone right now, how about you? Are you out of your comfort zone?
I'm always uncomfortable. No, I mean, yeah, when you start something new, you're always uncomfortable. We're learning so many. I mean, even right now, I'm just like building a website and just, you just sit there and you just don't know anything.
Yeah.
But thank God for YouTube and Google, because you can self-teach yourself anything.
Right.
So yeah, that's all it really is just sit down and there's really never like any question nowadays. It's just taking the time to research it. And that's one of the things I do want to talk about today, because I'm super pumped that my 3 weeks is not up, but here. And I was so surprised to have such rapid weight loss, but I'm over 11 pounds down now. And
11.3,
yeah. So I want to talk a little about what I'm doing there. And in general, I'm always very careful when it comes to like giving nutrition facts or like, cause I don't have any like background in it except trial and error. So I don't know like eating this or eating that, like what's healthy, what's not in all the sense of health. But when it comes to my results, I can speak to, because I've done this a few times. And then I also took, I got like 6 or 7 questions I wrote down from everyone from Instagram who asked questions, which is really great. But when it comes to the questions about the diet, basically what I've been doing is we've just been both counting calories, which I've never done. And I think the main question has been like, what's the secret? And I don't think there's an actual secret, but if I had to say what the secret is it's not just one thing that's going to work. I think the main focus is that you have to want to do it, because if your mindset isn't there, it's just like quitting smoking or going on a diet. Mm-hmm. It's like when you have such a habit of eating bad or whatever it may be, or not working out, if you're not truly deep down, like ready to lose the weight, you're just going to spin your wheels like I did all year. Cause I basically was the same weight all year, fluctuated just a little bit. And then once I got serious about it, that's when the weight started coming off. So if you do Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig or Atkins or keto or calorie counting or any variation, but you got to keep track of what you're doing. I feel like the people who are like, I'm not losing weight. And it's like, well, show me what you're eating throughout the day. And they don't know. That's why we're overeating and we're not paying attention to how many calories we're consuming. Or so stick to a plan. But number one, you have to have your day of disgust. Like, you know,
what was your day of disgust, babe?
Just like having to sit down to put my shoes on. We have to watch your elbow, because I'm going to make everyone motion sick on the,
I'm going to go grab the dog.
More about your day of disgust.
My day of disgust. Yeah. So yeah, it was just basically, you know, and I'm not like an overweight person, but when it comes to like looking my best and feeling my best, like sitting around 165, 170 is the best. And when you hit, you know, 200. So just imagine, you know, your perfect weight times 35 pounds. I think everyone's going to feel like a little uncomfortable. So, I had to sit down to put on my shoes and I go, babe, this is getting ridiculous. So, but your mindset has to be there, because we all know that eating grilled chicken and broccoli is healthy.
Right.
But, and we know walking is healthy, but people still have struggles with it, but it's because you haven't made that decision yet. And you have to understand that it sucks. Like, I'm just now, because of the results that have come, that I'm actually enjoying passing up certain foods, because I'm seeing the results. I'm feeling really good. But there is no secret sauce. You can't drink soda. You can't drink beer every day, and you can't, you know, eat fried food every day and lose weight. Like, you have to give up something and many things. But the thing we're doing differently, to break it down, is essentially I'm waiting as long as possible when I wake up in the morning. And there's a lot of marketing and there's a lot of advice. Maybe, I don't know, I've heard it all the time. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You kind of hear that from breakfast food companies, which makes sense. But I've also heard a lot about intermittent fasting. And this is the first time I've actually done this successfully, where I try to go as long as possible, like 3, 4, 5 hours after I wake up before I have my first meal, and it's very small. So what I'll do is I'll have like 150 calories or 200 calorie meal about 4 or 5 hours after I wake up. And then I essentially save my 1,000 calories for nighttime. So like even right now I've had about 450 calories for the day, and it's 6:38 when we're filming this, but I'm really excited to go get dinner and have snacks tonight because I have 1,000 calories to consume. So now I can go and grab a small thin crust pizza for 550 calories and then eat like a low fat, like ice cream for 250 tonight. And I'm still under for the day. So I have willpower during the day because I'm busy, I'm working, and it's like easier to say no to bad food. But at night when I come home from work, or like the sun's going down and you're sitting at home from 7 to midnight,
pick me up, you know,
that's when I want to be able to sit down and eat snacks and eat all my food. So this is the very first time I've ever done this, but it's basically, that's what I'm doing is I'm fasting, I'm eating small amounts of calories until I get to around like 7, 8 o'clock. And then from 8 to around 10 is when I consume around 700, 800, 900 calories, sometimes 1,000. But I'm overall under my calorie count, and I'm using an app called Lose It. And I'm just scanning all of my food and keeping track of it. So this way I actually can see the proof. You don't want to go in the red. I've only ate over my allotted amount once since I've been tracking it, but it was only 44 calories over, so it wasn't that big of a deal. So that's been my biggest thing.
You keep your sanity too, because you're still able to have foods that you love. Mm-hmm. You're not totally cutting it out. And just for us in general, because we've tried everything, and you know, don't compare yourself to other people, because he might have lost 11.3, but in 21 days I lost what, 2 pounds. Now, granted, I have less to lose than his main goal, but just remember that, you know, anytime we go on these meal plans, he always loses a lot right away. And I'm always like, oh my gosh, it's not fair. But hey, all of our bodies are different and it's still working. And we're having our sanity. We're still having things that we like and we enjoy. It's just, you know, counting your calories and maybe all portions, right? Not more than you usually should have.
Yeah.
So it's been good. I've been enjoying it.
I would find something that you want to cut out, that you, not that you want to, but that you need to. And because I'm trying to lose weight so fast, I decided not to drink. So I've gone, you know, 22 days without drinking. Once I lose about another like 5 or 10, I want to start implementing that back in like once or twice a week, because that's easier to maintain or lose about a half a pound a week once I'm around my goal. But to try to lose 2-3 pounds a week, you know, alcohol is one of those things that will stunt your weight loss. A lot of people drink soda or snack on fruit. That's like the thing with my dad when he's losing weight, like he loves fruit, but fruit has a lot of calories and a lot of sugar. So it just all depends. So you really have to like look at what you're doing, but try the app Lose It, and they'll ask you all the questions. Like how much do you want to lose a week? If it's a half a pound, 2 pounds, like, and do something that you can see progress, because you don't want to get discouraged after, you know, a week. And also attach it to something. You know, I have like, my job helps me, and we're in front of a camera a lot. And there's like, I have this one picture we're saving from August. And
he's unrecognizable. I don't know that guy.
It's so crazy. So
I've never seen anyone gain or lose weight as quickly as you. Your body is like cray cray.
It just makes sense. I know exactly how to gain it, and I know exactly how to lose it. Someone asked me, what's my dream role? Not so much now, but I've joked about it. Is a role where they're like, gain 50 pounds. I'm like, okay, I can get paid to do this. But now that I've like put in this work, I don't want to do that. No, but
not worth it.
But yeah, it's just understanding that we like to lie to ourselves. And I know, because I've gone through this over the years of losing weight, gaining weight, and I know what's bad and I know what's good. And right now I'm just on the train of like, let me lose this and keep it off. But I'm really liking the calorie counting, because once I go to maintaining, instead of having almost 1700 calories a day, I'm sure it's going to go up to 2400, and it's going to allow me to actually eat foods that I want instead of cutting out all
what's
carbs
it
or something.
Saying right now for you, 17 calories,
like 1650, something like
and
that.
And for me, it's saying 1488 calories a day. Mm. So,
but you can, they give you bonuses. Like if you walk,
oh yeah,
you know, like 7,500 steps, they'll give you like a bonus 50 calories. And then if you go work out, you know, we work out like 2-3 times a week. And if you work out and burn, you know, 240 calories, that's in addition to your calories. So if you work out and walk, you can add about 300 more, which is essentially going to give you 300 more than your allotted amount. So that's what I've been doing. It hasn't really been like where I'm not like crushing it in the gym, but I'm working out when I can, but it's mainly diet. So I think a lot of people too rely on like, I had a really great workout, but then they still drink soda, drink beer, and then eat sweets all night. It's just really tough. Like my advice, and believe me, like I love my happy hour. Like if you drink, you got to cut it out at least for a month to get your body like going, and then you can implement it in. Same thing with soda or any of these other really bad things for your body.
And we also love LaCroix, but apparently there's this big lawsuit that just happened. So, you know, just gathering all of the details and information because we love us some LaCroix. It's so good.
Well, for the first time though, the other day I was like, she's like, go pick up some LaCroix and water. And I went to the grocery store and I was in there. I'm like, well, I'm not just going to pick up a case of water and a case of LaCroix. Like, what a waste. So I decided to fill up my cart with like six cases of LaCroix.
He never
and I get
does
a text
this,
from her mom
ever.
Or an Instagram message. And she's like, take it back. It's got cockroach, cockroach. What is it? Not pesticide, cockroach.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Something that kills cockroaches. But I read an article. I mean, I don't think it's true. I mean, LaCroix's been around since like the 80s and it got bought by a new company in 2002. So it's been, I haven't heard, I don't know. We're still drinking it. If you drink LaCroix, I mean, you're probably not going to want to look it up now, but it's a really good substitute.
Guilty, right?
Yeah. It's a
we'll
good
see.
Substitute
we'll
to
see.
Fill
we'll
you up.
You
it's got no calories and, we've drank it for years, and it's been good. But babe, I want to ask you
Q&A time. Oh dear.
Number one is someone asked, "Your skin is beautiful. What do you use for your skin?"
Ooh, well, thanks. First of all, I use a lot of products, but one of my favorites that I've been using is this Clarisonic face massager, and I use it religiously. And every morning he's always like, what are you doing in there? And I'll wash my face normal. And you know, you guys probably remember I've been using Miriam for years now. I use their face wash and we don't even really work with the company anymore, but I was so obsessed with the products. And as I got older, I was like, these are really, really good. Like, you know, and you start getting older, you start seeing the lines and the fine lines and the wrinkles. So I was like, well, I'm gonna keep using this. And so I'll wash my face, we use their day cream, and then I do this Clarisonic, and it basically will just massage my entire face, and it takes, what, maybe like 5 minutes?
Feels like forever.
Feels like forever.
She has such a morning routine. I'm like in and out of the bathroom in like 2 minutes, and she's in there for 15, 20 every morning.
Not me. I take my time, I put on my day cream, I hang out, and then at nighttime, wash my face again, I use night cream, and I go to sleep. And that's what I've been using for probably, 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So
I use it when I do, but then it like runs out and then I'm like,
you're less consistent.
I'm less consistent, but I probably use it like, I don't know, maybe like 10 days out of the month.
Yeah.
Like I'll
good
use
for
it.
For a guy, right?
Yeah. Like I really, I like using it. And then, if we want to name five people, but, if you could have dinner with five influential people, who would they be?
Oh boy.
That's a tough one. I've had time to think about it.
Well, why don't you go first?
I don't really have like an amazing like answer. It's just, it's probably like different depending on what's going on in your life.
100%.
And like right now, you know, I've been like fascinated. I call him my online mentor, even though he doesn't know
that's
who I am yet.
Going first.
But we've met him before. We watched him like speak and stuff. But Gary Vaynerchuk is a businessman. He's putting out tons of content. He's really someone we followed on building social media, and he always gives great business tips. And if someone's, you know, building businesses or building social media, go check out Gary Vaynerchuk. Mm-hmm. I've been really following him for years, and he puts out like content every day. And I would love to, I mean, I feel like I would absolutely grab lunch with him if that was ever an option, but he puts out so much content that I feel like I'm gaining all that knowledge all the time.
Yeah.
And he's really shifted my mindset on a lot of different points that, that has really changed my perspective. And one of them he talks about a lot is like happiness. And when it comes to like materialistic things and how this is like super interesting, he goes like, don't get fancy. You know, it's like, don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Like, use like the money you're making to invest or put back into yourself or put back into the business. Like, you don't need all the fancy stuff now. And also, it's really interesting too. He goes, there's a lot of people out there who will make like $130,000 a year, but they're unhappy. And the reason that they need to make that money is because they're having a big house they don't really need, or extra cars they don't really need, where if they just downgraded and got a job they loved for $62,000 a year, they could be wildly more happy. So it's not correlated to the money, which I never really correlated happiness to money, but it's just interesting to hear other perspectives, but just how to deal with fears and just like, we've really connected on a lot. And, so he's been really great. I'd love to talk with him. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, would love to talk with him. Love his energy.
I also would love to chat with Mel Robbins. She's an author and speaker. She wrote The 5-Second Rule, and I'm always so intrigued. She's so positive, really intelligent, just all about empowering yourself, you know, and I really love that because you don't know what someone else is going through. And even for me, every day when I get up and once I finally go onto Instagram, it's just so nice to follow people who have positive thoughts that, you know, they're bringing out into the world, as Gary Vee says, make positivity louder. And it just really will help you and keep your mindset on point and focus. So I would love to sit down with her too. There's so many people.
Just very, very positive people. And I believe the question was who's alive too. You know, it's just always interesting in the time of your life of who you would want to talk to. You know, if you're like in a, you know, I'd love to sit down with Joe Rogan.
Oh my
gosh.
He'd
be so funny.
He would be great.
There's a lot. Yeah.
There's so many people.
Just people who've like expanded my mind. You know, yeah. I just want to like leave the conversation like thinking differently. And that's just what our whole thing has been for the past like 4 or 5 years.
Can you
just like
imagine Elon Musk sitting with
Elon
him?
Elon Musk would be amazing. Yeah. So just a lot of really great people. Here's an interesting one, babe.
Oh goodness.
And then I'll answer it as well. Now the question was for me. So
okay.
This is a very direct question, but I just want everyone to know it was asked to me.
It was for him.
But I'm going to ask it to her. With acting, would you ever do a nude scene?
Oh gosh. Why are you asking me this? I'm not on the television show. What's really funny, back in the day, I feel like I would have. And now I don't really know. How about you? I feel like you'd show your bottom.
I think it all depend on the project. If it was like 100% necessary.
Like if it were Shameless, would you?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like
Entourage,
as long as it was for like a reason.
Sex in the
like
City.
If it was like if it was like for a,
I don't know.
For a, like a shticky, like it had to be really either silly comedy, shticky funny and do it, or it'd have to be like extremely necessary. But if it was just kind of like, well, that wasn't really necessary. But on daytime TV, you can't really show much, but, depending on what that person meant by nude,
well, what's funny
I'd be open
to
it.
Well, it depends on the project. Like with Sex and the City, I don't know if any of you ever watched that. One of my favorites, but, depending on the actress or whoever it was, like Carrie Bradshaw or Sarah Jessica Parker very rarely would do, you know, nude scenes, but she was like the main character. All the other actresses,
really.
Yeah, they always did it. So, you know, she probably had say in saying, hey, I don't really want to do it that often, but she's
oh my God,
the main
yeah,
character.
You get to,
so
I even heard stories. I think some people get like big pay bumps for doing it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I don't know. It's got to be awkward.
I guarantee it'd be awkward.
Of course.
Because even when you're not naked, but you're doing love scenes, it's like, there's just like 50 people watching you.
Yeah.
It's just not like
what you think it is.
Yeah. It's not what you think it is. Like you got to make it look natural.
It's awkward.
It's hot and steamy because you're sweating, but
under the lights.
But,
do you sweat a lot on set?
It depends. It depends. It like,
you wear suits and that's, I always think about that with men. Anytime I'm somewhere hot, like weddings or whatever, we're outside and it's so hot. I'm like, how are these guys staying cool? Because the girls are always in these light dresses and the men are in the suits and I just can't imagine.
It depends. Like if I go out to set, like if I'm early and I have like a few minutes, you know, you're just like nonchalantly walking out there, you're fine.
Yeah.
But if you get called like really quickly and you're like throwing on and running up the stairs and getting in there and the air conditioning's not on and it's a hot day out, it can be really, really hot. Like there's moments where they'll have to come out every scene and like dab my forehead and stuff.
Okay. Well, speaking of shows and stuff and being on days, if you could pick any career in the world for Sunny to have, what would you want to play?
Well, this actually goes into the number one question I wrote down that someone asked was, do you have input on your storyline? You know, I'd be interested to play anything because it's fun to do like different stuff. But I think we were even talking about this not too long ago about, you know, if Sonny, you know, would be a good cop or a lawyer, like to take after his dad or like run for mayor.
I feel like he'd
or
run like, for mayor. I can see that.
Being a doctor, I honestly, like, I would do it. Being a doctor would be awesome because you get to work with a lot of the cast. So, you know, sometimes you're isolated in the sense of like who you're working with. But if you're a doctor or a cop, I feel you're going to work with more of the actors and actresses on the show. There's a lot of people on the show that I honestly don't really know that much about because we don't work together. True. So we just say hi and we're polite and we know each other. Like I wouldn't be able to not say hi on the street. Of course, I want to say hi to everyone, but we like there's people I don't really have a relationship with because I don't work with them. So the doctor aspect of it would be awesome. But it'd be much harder to memorize like lines and terms. It would be much harder work.
Yeah.
To do that. It'd be much, much harder. Cause you can't like change the lines. Like if something is a certain medical term, cause they'll have like doctors on set or like, or like EMTs to really help to make sure that we're doing everything accurate. And so that'd be more difficult. Yeah. And then the positive about the cop would be awesome. Cause you could play around with a fake gun and like hang out and like, stop crime, work with other actors. Yeah. But then with a cop, you're running around town. And on a technical note, this is why I wouldn't want to be a cop either. But I would, is you're in a bunch of different sets as a cop. Like you like run to the private area, then you run to the Care X mansion, then you're at the hospital. And the more sets that you're in a given episode, the longer your day of work is because the Brady Pub might be at like 9 o'clock and then the Horton Town Square at noon and then the Kiriakis Mansion at 2 and then the nurse's station at 4. So you're there all day where if you're just in the Kiriakis Mansion, you can go in at 9 and be out there by 11:30.
Loves those short days.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So it depends. Like when it comes to just like flexing my acting muscle, it would be awesome and rewarding to play anything like different because it's something new to explore.
Yeah.
But on just a technical basis, it'd be much harder to memorize lines and it being a cop would be longer days.
I wonder if they'd ever give you a twin. I feel like that'd be so much fun.
It would be really fun. Or just a clone for like 3 weeks just to be like, play like a bad guy. Right. Because no matter what Sonny's going through, he's always angry with understanding, not evil. And I think it'd be fun to play evil. And I could have input on my storyline. I think I've mentioned this before, but I have found that, you know, when you're asking like for storylines or input, they're super open and they probably would like to hear from me. But I save all of my like favors and questions for like necessary things.
Yeah.
You know, like if it's like a friend's wedding, I would much rather have asked the producers nothing in 12 months and get that week off for the wedding than have went to the producers every month with like, hey, can a friend come, you know, for a set visit, or hey, can I have this day off, or hey, you know, I don't want to say this line, or hey, can I cut my hair, or hey, I don't like this wardrobe, or hey, you know, I want to be a cop, or hey, can I have a twin? Like it's a lot of like, man, Freddie's asking a lot. Rather than just like, Freddie doesn't ask for anything. Sure, you want a week off, have it. So I've always looked at it that way where I have like, and I remember me and Chandler, what were we talking about? Where I go, do you want to, So there was like, we had to, because we have blocking at, I don't think I told you this story. We come in at like 7:15 in the morning to get our hair and makeup done. And at 7:30 we block. And when you block a scene, you essentially go out with the director, you have your sides in your hand, and you just kind of walk through and they'll say, pick up a coffee, read your line, turn, go sit on the couch. Like they show you what you're going to do. And if you only have one scene and you're not up till 11, but they call you in at 7 in the morning, sometimes they won't like, I guess they want you there, but you really, it's kind of like you go in at 7 to go walk and them say, all right, here, this one scene for the phone call, you're going to walk to the couch and then that's it. So it's like you come in 4 hours early just for that. And me and Chandler had a scene where it was like one scene and he's like, dude, we should come in, ask if we can come in at like 9:30. Like, why do we need to come in so early? And I was like, dude, that'd be amazing because we could sleep in a little bit. I was like, but I don't want to burn the favor. And he just goes, I don't mind. I'll burn the favor. So Chandler actually asked the producers, like, can we come in at like 9:30? And I think we ended up being able to come at like 8:30 or 9 or something.
Love it.
But we call it burning. He burned the favor. So that's how I do. That's
you don't ask. It's always no, right?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of days two, do you want to kind of chat about what we're going to be doing leading into the big day of days, the week of November 5th? We thought we'd do something a little fun.
So we're going to do something really special. So as you know, we've had a few people from the cast on our podcast, but we haven't in a while. And then with the anniversary of days coming up, we're going to leave a little suspense, but we've confirmed with 5 castmates, and they're all going to be on our podcast and we're going to do a whole Days of Our Lives week. So on Monday, November 5th,
Tuesday the 6th, Wednesday,
7th, yeah. 8th, and 9th, we're going to have one interview, and we're going to release it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with a different cast member leading up to the Day of Days. And we'll be releasing it on Facebook and on iTunes and through that. So anyone on Instagram, I guess we could put it on IGTV, but we haven't really been using IGTV because I feel like it hasn't really picked up yet. So anyone on Insta who's seeing this, we might end up just putting a link to iTunes or Facebook to watch it, unless we do put an IGTV where you can stay around Instagram and watch it. But they're usually like 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
So,
and just for a hint, we have been listening and seeing people that you guys want to have on. So you'll see.
You'll see.
We're going to start shooting it actually tomorrow. So we're very, very
excited. We're filming 2 of them tomorrow. And then we're going to get them all ready. This way we'll be able to have some fun promoting it. And then everyone can, and we're really going to dig in too. And I think, we could do this time around. We're just going to ask the questions because we want to leave it as a surprise. But then maybe in the future, when we have more people on, we'll have like Q&A where people can throw in some questions and then we can do that.
Love
so
that'll
be good. And then, what's one thing that you miss when doing, like, what's the one thing you've cut out that you miss?
In what diet?
Oh, in diet, yeah.
I mean, we pretty much still have, you know, what we want. Like tonight we're going to go to Pizza Rev because we have room for the cows. But I definitely miss like a glass of wine or a beer. There's nothing like a real good, nice ice cold beer.
That's really all.
Yeah, because we have everything else, honestly. I mean, we even have that ice cream. The one thing I would love to do though is go to a movie and just get a big bucket of popcorn, lots of butter, and then put some like candies in there. Like some sort of chocolate. Oh my gosh, it's the best thing in the world.
Well, that's why I want to get to the maintaining phase so that we can actually start enjoying it. Because I have to draw a line in the sand and get down to a certain weight and never go over it again.
Yeah.
You know, it's too much on my mind like every day. And then like when you're on a diet, it really does consume your life. Like you think about it, you're like, oh, I got to go to work. And with work, it's weird because I don't want to fast because I feel like I need the brain power.
Yeah.
So I try to eat like right before I go and act just because I want to make sure I'm not empty stomach. But when I'm not working and I'm just home and I don't have to worry about like memorizing lines, I'll like wait like till like 2:30. But we sleep in sometimes, so it's like easier to wait till 2:30. It's not like we're gonna have at 6 a.m. wait till 2:30. But
I also haven't had a bagel since we've done this. I would
probably have a half a bagel.
Yeah. Love that.
Try not to waste it on your breakfast. Like I think that's where you're gonna lose is like if you eat a 400 calorie breakfast, like you're already fighting against the day. Like I wouldn't recommend that.
We eat like birds throughout the day, so we can enjoy our dinner.
And then we get like a large iced coffee. We walk to Starbucks every day, and like this keeps it like fit. Like LaCroix water. We don't have that much water actually. We should hydrate. That's one thing we haven't done, but I haven't really been that thirsty.
I hydrate.
But we drink an iced coffee. It gives your mouth something to do. You keep it busy, and then I just wait till like tonight, like after our podcast, like we're gonna go get Pizza Rev and just like eat really slow and enjoy every bite.
Speaking of cheat meals, someone asked, what is your favorite wine? Lately, I've been all about the rosé, if we're talking about brand types, or not actual brands, but wine types.
I don't have a
favorite brand.
To me, they all taste, I mean, rosé and white and red obviously taste different, Cabernet Merlot and all that stuff. But like, I don't have like
a... I love a good Sauvignon Blanc when it's really hot out. And that's so tasty. I also really like Merlot, Cabs.
Like, I would never drink wine if it didn't get you buzzed.
I would. I don't mind it. I think it's great with dinner, but...
Like, beer tastes like really good.
Beer's great. What's your favorite beer?
I like...
You like some just I like basic. Just,
yeah, like Coors Light is just my favorite. I don't like those, like, I mean, the signature beers are fine, but they give you, like, a different, like, they hit you like a truck. Like, yeah. Some of those, like, IPAs or, like, 7% beers. Like, I just love, like, Coors because you can just, like, enjoy yourself on Coors. They're refreshing, yeah. They're light, like.
You know, my favorite beer in the entire world, and I haven't found this yet in California, but when we were in Hawaii, they have something called Bikini Blonde. Remember, I drank that legit like every day when we were on vacation. It was so good. I think it's brewed because I looked it up. I was like, oh, this is so good. It's brewed right there in Hawaii, and maybe it's just like an island drink. I don't really know, but I haven't found it yet. So, Bikini Blonde is what it's called.
Those are good.
If you know where I can find it, you let me know, and I'll dream about it because I'm not drinking beer right now.
Someone goes, wine gets better as you get more buzzed. That is very true. Very true.
I saw this meme the other day, and this guy was like, people act like drinking wine is, you know, really tasty and fun. He's like, it's not. He goes, it gets you really buzzed. And he goes, and I see girls who drink it like straight up Gatorade.
It'll get you. It all gets you, you know?
I guess that's the job for it. Gets the job done.
But yeah, that's what I would say. It's just, I would say we're probably gonna do another like 3 weeks.
And then we'll
start incorporating it back in.
Yeah. Well, I'm heading to Jersey on Friday because my sister's giving birth very soon. I don't want to miss it. And I feel like when she gives birth, I probably will have to cheers and have a drink at some point.
You've had like two drinks over the past three weeks.
Yeah.
You had one at dinner that night, mm-hmm. and then you had wine that one night. But I stayed strong just because I need to
He's an all or nothing kind of guy.
Yeah.
I like moderation. How I live it.
So we'll see though. I mean, it's I want to definitely incorporate things back in so you're not like, you know, I want to get to the point where I can just like not have to calorie count it, but just understand it, like what I'm doing. But yeah, now's the time. I'm telling you, for anyone out there, like don't wait because Thanksgiving, Christmas is when all the food and alcohol. So I feel like this is like you have a solid 6 weeks before Thanksgiving and you can really get on your diet and feel good about it if you're looking to lose weight. But we'll keep posting stuff. I think maybe in this week I'll post a few days in my story on Insta, like every meal that I'm eating so you can kind of see what I'm doing. It's very basic. It's not fancy. I know there's a lot of people who are like, I want to eat healthy and like, I just don't want to cook anything. Like me, like my favorite is a can of low sodium tuna and a 90 calorie wrap. And I'll just throw the tuna inside the wrap, douse it with Tapatio, roll it up. It's 190 calories, and I just eat it and move on.
He tells me he doesn't eat for taste anymore because I'm always like, come on.
At night I do.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to get a Pizza Ref pizza, mozzarella, black olives, mushrooms, artichoke hearts.
I get a little ranch on the side.
Sun-dried tomatoes. No ranch.
All about the ranch.
Can't afford the calories.
For life. Oh, it's worth it.
I don't know. That'll be good.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go do.
So that's what we're doing. So yeah.
So sad. we're so excited.
But let me see if there's any more on here that we can answer and then we'll go. Some of it's been like traveling, like in Australia. We've been to Australia. If we go back, we've got to have 2 weeks. I'm not doing that. I'm never doing a flight over 6 hours without actually having 2 weeks because it just messes you up so much.
Same with Thailand. We went for what?
It was just too short.
It's way too short. I feel like it was 10 days we were there.
You need at least 2-3
weeks.
And
we went to Bangkok and Koh Samui, which was kind of, it was a short flight from Bangkok, but we need more time, right?
We live, like we were in
Laguna.
Yeah, the other day and I'm like, oh my God, Laguna Niguel, to be specific.
Laguna Niguel.
Niguel. And I'm just like, what? Like, why do we even have to spend the money to go to Mexico? Like, it's so amazing that we've lived here for so long. And like, yeah, we've been to Malibu and all of this, but there's actually so many pockets of just gorgeous, like within California.
The water was turquoise. It was so pretty.
And there's like no one on the beach. And we're like, oh, this is crazy.
Like, what are we doing every day?
But we grabbed a couple pictures for her. And But I was like, yeah, there's like a lot of, you know, I don't know. The traveling aspect, I definitely want to travel. Yeah. But it's,
we have a lot of exploring to do in Cali, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much we haven't seen.
So we'll see. I'm excited for 2019 because, like, we're so immersed right now in getting our book out there and going that that's all we're doing is work mode. But we're going to be like, you know, we're going to have freedom again, like, come January, February.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to see, like,
next step,
like, what's the next thing. And I want it to be a movie. We haven't shot a movie or anything in of our own in 3 years. So it's time. Jeez.
Yeah, we'll probably look into that more once everything's all situated with the book and release. So sometime next year.
Yeah. But we got some good stuff coming up. We'll keep you up to date. And yeah, the Day of Days. I think we're going to try to knock out a few vlogs as well. We haven't done a vlog since the engagement. So, but we've just been like working. Like, I'm always like, we can't just have someone come and just like
watch us
on the couch and typing for 5 hours.
Oh my gosh, that's all we've been doing, guys.
But like maybe the Day of Days, we'll come and like shoot behind the scenes of that stuff. So we're going to talk with our friend Brian and see what his schedule is, and maybe we'll shoot some vlogs and stuff. But as always, we'll keep you posted, and then we'll let you know like sooner than later. Like once we have all 5 castmates like filmed, recorded, and like done, then we'll announce who's gonna be there, and then everyone can wait, and then not wait, but like look forward. You can all wait.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, it's been a long day, but
and we're hungry, and we're gonna go have pizza revs. So
yes. So
on that note,
yeah. Thank you, Instagram. Thank you, Facebook, and appreciate all the questions. It was really awesome. And then until next time.
Mwah. Peace
See
love,
you later.
Baby.
Bye. See ya.